Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York. This is a special live presentation of Elcott, The Next Step. I'm Hubie Benson, and once I was a priesterly, but I was out of order, and I was delegated to a lower rung. Today I'm grateful that I'm allowed to booth announce for this special live broadcast and videocast of Elcott, The Next Step, live from Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York. And now, Dr. Ed Elcott. Ed Elcott, who is descendant of Hevner Elcott, the founding mind and soul of Elcott, The Next Step. And thank you, Hubie, and welcome all to Wampaw University. We are here at the Priesterly Overland Arch, and this is also the Overlord Arch, which is where all those who are inducted and incited to the higher levels of Elcott, which is between level and elevation, are inducted and processed here. And it is here that the Elcott beatification and beatdown takes place. And we referenced it last week, and Jerry, who is my engineer, is not a member of Elcott and is not a novitiate or initiate, but is simply a layperson who is instructed by the overlords to convey the overlord wishes, abominations, and provocations. Jerry, you can give us more.
That's right. Thank you, Dr. Elcott. I'm Jerry Evelston, and I am not in any way, shape, or form related to Elcott, The Next Step, the religion. In fact, I find it odious. I'm allowed to say these things. I find Elcott, The Next Step, to be for weak minds, weak-minded people. And I'm allowed to say these things because I am apart and away from Elcott, The Next Step. The overlords can't touch, they can't lay a finger on someone such as myself who is a non-member. But I do convey messages to Dr. Elcott from them.
And why is that? People would like to know, why can't I go directly to the overlords?
You can't go directly to the overlords, Dr. Elcott, because you are in disfavor and you are abominated. The overlords have adjudicated you to be abominated, and this is a step actually before you become an underseer and then eventually an overlord.
Now, I am not going to be an underlord, and I'm grateful for that. Why not?
Because the overlords feel your humiliation levels have been passed through sufficiently, whereby now, as an underseer, you live for 6 months in the tool shed that you have been sharing with Gloria Grover, but you must share it now with no pants on, and you must go into the world pantless, as they say.
Now, consider the humiliation of having to live in a dirt floor tool shed and engage in animal sex with Gloria Grover, who is an overlord, and she's a good 30 years older than me, and walk around with no pants on, out in the world, going to stores, going for gas, buying gum, whatever it is that Ed Elcott does, no underwear, no pants. If I am in a state of arousal, well, you can well understand.
Yes.
Now, this is the humiliation that is in Elcott, The Next Step, that strips us of ego and of our egonics. And here is Berger Weister to tell you more.
Well, thank you very much, Ed. I'm Berger Weister, and I'm the founder of the St. Louis chapter of Elcott, The Next Step. What we're going to tell you about today are the egonics, the process by which ego is suffocated and made refreshed. Egonics was first discovered by Dr. Wipner Elcott, who was the son of Hevner Elcott, only discovered such 30 years after the death of Dr. Elcott, that is Hevner. Wipner Elcott began to write extensively on egonics and came to the conclusion that the more the humiliation was heaped, loaded, and eventually uploaded to the soul, that's when one was destroyed in terms of ego and one can make his move. Now, I want to mention something. 2 weeks ago, we were dealing with the Arbuckle.
Ah, yes, the Arbuckle. Always there, always present.
Yes, the Arbuckle is like an imp, although it's a full-fledged man. You see him as a man or a woman, but we see him as an imp. And the Arbuckle is there to mock and humiliate our belief system. So you have not only the humiliation of living in a tool shed that is a dirt-floored tool shed and having almost continual sex with a woman 30 years older than you, but having to go into the world pantless and only wearing flip-flops.
Yes.
This may make a few of you take a step back and wonder if you even want to be a part of Elkhart the Next Step. I can assure you, you'll do your duty.
Yes, but just let people let it roast in.
All right.
This is what we call roasting in, when I say something and it is so profound, you have to sit and just simmer in it, almost as if you're a potato in boiling water.
All hail Elkhart.
I no take drugs no more. Now, we are aware of the fact that an Arbuckle will be visiting us again today. This is the same Arbuckle that has been here changing light bulbs. Today, I'm told, he'll be painting the pews here in the Elkhart Chapel of Divination and the Elkhart Chapel of Egonica.
Now, he'll be here
in about 30 minutes. 30 minutes, the time that most of the people listening to us live by, but in our time, probably about 30 seconds.
Things go very fast in Elkhart, the Next Step.
They do. And I'll tell you what we'll do. While we wait for the Arbuckle, the ever-present Arbuckle, we'll take time out here from Whampoa University, Elkhart, the Next Step.
Would you like to see Dr. Elkhart at your school or your nursery or maybe in your home or at your business? Dr. Ed Elkhart is available for lectures, speeches, preaches, and for confessionals. Dr. Ed Elkhart has spent 51 years divining the truths from Elkhart the Next Step, reading the writings of his great-great-great-grandfather Hevner Elkhart, and imbuing himself with the disciplines and the factoring that Hevner Elkhart went through. Now, Dr. Ed Elkhart can be yours. He can sit there right in front of you and tell you what he knows. If it isn't enough, too bad. Too bad for you.
Elkhart the Next Step. Dr. Ed Elkhart available for your party or function. Please call 111-101-001. That's 111-01-001. And Dr. Ed Elkhart, I'm sorry, we have a Dr. Geg Elkhart.
No, we don't.
Well, we did.
All right.
And Dr. Ed Elkhart will be available to you.
Elkhart the Next Step from Whampoa University in Whampoa, New York. We'll be back in just a moment. Do you shave? Well, if you do shave, I hope you're a guy. Hi, Bob Browning here for Browning Shavers. Whether you're a man or a woman, I know you get that 5 o'clock shadow. Browning Shavers are for you. They take down that 5 o'clock shadow. You look like the right sex. You look like the right gender. You can walk out into the world and you don't look like a freak. Browning Shavers, now available at Bafungus Nurseries and the Lipton Pharmacies.
I just want to know.
All right, now hold on. Welcome back here to Elkhart the Next Step, and the Arbuckle has reported for duty.
What? I'm not reporting for duty.
Well, we know that you're here to bother us.
I'm here to paint these pews. That's the job I...
Yes, but you don't understand. We've been informed by the overlords and the underseers that you would be again bedeviling us, and here you are.
I don't know what you're talking about. I come here to paint these pews, and you guys are talking all this crap.
Yes, crap.
Right. And you say I'm a, what is it again, the Arbuckle?
You're an Arbuckle, right.
I looked up Fatty Arbuckle. He was a comedian.
No, you're not Fatty Arbuckle. Would that you were, or were that you would.
What does that mean?
All right. We're back here on...
What does it mean?
We're back here on Elkhart...
What does it mean?
Shut up, man.
Don't tell him to shut up, Whipner. Don't do that. Don't ever do that. Because that can create a fossilization.
I understand.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
This is Elkhart, the Next Step, and it is our, well, you might say it is our mission to pass through this period of our buckling until we reach the underseer status that is so worthy of us and we worthy of it. I so desire the level of Overlord that I'm willing to put myself through two passages of an Arbuckle. The Arbuckle is that which is not Elkhartian, but is in human form. And while it makes its way through life talking about painting things and fixing toilets and maybe even fixing cars, what it's really there for is to destroy and to immolate, really, any self-confidence that an Elkhartian on his way to Overlord status might have.
Did it? Well, it's...
Shut up, please. I shouldn't have said shut up.
No.
I can't be leveled, though. I've already taken in my full complement of levelings for this year, so the Overlords can't do that to me. They can't hurt me. Not no more. Pardon, by the way, the fractured English that we use here in Elkhart the Next Step, but it's for a reason. It is for the reason that we walk around with no pants on. Humiliation equals egoness, and egoness equals egolessness, and egolessness equals egonica. Egonica is the purified state whereby there is now no more ego. Not no more, not no more. Ego, of course.
Yeah! Oh, you kept talking.
The fuck are you talking about?
Dr. Elkhart, you talk too much.
I thought that I...
What?
Never mind. I thought that I was...
No, you talk... You were. You'd reached the complement of levelings, but then you were going la 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 la. You know the Overlords don't like people that just run their guts.
Not right there. That's what I would say. You was running your guts.
Now, I've received a message. It is subtemporal from the Overlords telling me to deal with the Arbuckle straight on. All right. Go ahead. Hit me with your best shot.
What are you talking? I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm here to paint these pews.
You were talking about me.
Well, you talk a lot, is what I noticed. You're just like this guy here said, you run your guts about... I'm sorry to say this, but you run your guts about shit.
So, my religion, Elkhart the Next Step, is shit.
Well, yeah, sort of, because it doesn't mean anything.
Don't
argue with him. Don't argue with him.
All right.
Don't argue with me. Who's this guy?
That's Jerry. And...
No, I know he's Jerry, but is he your daddy?
No, he's...
Don't do it, Doc.
No, he's not my daddy. I am here, Ed Elkhart, because at Elkhart the Next Step...
You say Ed Elkhart like it's something special. Am I supposed to...
No, you don't have to do anything other than just sit there like the lump of shit. I'm sorry, but I just...
La 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 la.
God damn.
Tell you what. Why don't you go ahead and paint these pews?
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, just paint your pews. Dr. Elkhart. Dr. Elkhart.
Alahai.
Dr. Elkhart. Is he all right? Yeah, he's fine.
What? Elkhart the Next Step, yes.
Elkhart the Next Step will be right back.
Elkhart the Next Step. The next step toward man's secondary elevation in evolution. Elkhart the Next Step hastens the day that man discards the modern human form and moves into supernatural. The supernatural is that which is physical and supernatural, but supernatural is all spirit all the time. Welcome back. This is Dr. Ed Elkhart, and I'm reminded of the writings of Judge Alan Hack. Judge Alan Hack was a member of Elkhart the Next Step and was one of Elkhart the Next Step's most treasured students. He gave a great many wonderful lectures, a great many wonderful talks on the philosophy of Elkhart, the Egonica. But he was always on the radio or in recent times doing podcasts. We never did get a good long look at the doctor until we found out that he had a drinking problem. He was doing his podcasts and doing his radio broadcasts and doing anything whereby he was not visually accessible to the congregation. He was, as we call it in Elcott the Next Step, sousing. He was immersing himself, soused and blasted. His mind was scattered. His brain came from one ear and went into the other. He was a wrecked version of a human. Not a human entirely, but a wrecked, jacked over, shall we say, a wrecked, jacked over symbol of a man. Today, there is no physical sign that he ever walked this earth. He was cremated, and no memorial has been allowed to him, of him, or for him. Amen. No one knows where he is, and why would they? He was cremated.
Yeah, he was cremated, so he's a bunch of ashes. Jesus Christ, you take a long time saying shit.
Elcott, all hail. Please grant me the strength not to...
Doc, don't say it, don't. You're doing fine, Ed.
Am I doing fine? All right, if you say so.
Well, that was a little condescending.
Oh, bullshit, are you trying to... that felt good, yes. Thank you very much, Jerry.
I didn't do it, the overlords did it.
No, but I know that you're giving them the high sign. I see you raise an eye. I see you arch an eyebrow, and with that limp wrist of yours, stick a pinky in the air, and that means overlords have at it.
Jesus Christ, what a homophobe you are.
Well, I've been keeping it inside for a long time.
And now you know why you've not elevated to underseer.
Gotta listen to this guy. It sounds like he's making sense.
Why don't you fuck right off, okay? I've got...
The hell is that, man?
Let's take a break. This is Jerry. You know me. Dr. Elcott needs to go into the primary room where he will be softened and then fixed with a number of sutures and bandages, eventually having his entire face wrapped in gauze, and then it will be unwrapped and we'll get a good look at what he looks like already. We already know, but when we wrap a face in gauze in Elcott the Next Step, we hope that when we unwrap that face, maybe something's changed. No. No such luck with Dr. Elcott, but we'll be looking at that in just a moment.
Elcott the Next Step from Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York, has been brought to you by the makers of Beaver Sink Drains and Beaver Cleansers, Beaver Sink Drains, Beaver Cleansers, and the Beaver Disposal Unit can make things so much more pleasant for you. Why not? Why not finally do it? Break down and install Beaver. And by Motley Liqueurs. We don't encourage drinking, but when we do, make sure it's a Motley. Three fingers, please, with ice. This is Dr. Ed Elcott. You probably heard me swallowing some liquid. Yes, I'm having a cocktail. Do you blame me? Can you blame me? Listening as you have for lo these many years, listening as you have for these many months, you've heard me leveled. You've heard me spoken to as if I am someone's dog. You've heard me talked about as if I was nothing more than a freak who sits in the mud in the village and people walk by, either spit, toss money on me, or throw me something from their doggy bag. And yet through it all, I have persevered because it is my desire to overlord. When one desires to overlord, one must accentuate and exclamate. That's why I say that I endeavor to overlord. Do I sound like a clod? Do I sound like one who needs declodding? Of course I do. And yet that is my fate. That is what I need. I need this from life. I'm Ed Elcott. I'm Ed Elcott. I'm the one you've heard of, the one you've seen, the one you've seen and unseen. No, I'm not Huebner. I'm not even Huebner. But I am Ed.
What does that mean?
Excuse me?
What does that mean, Ed? I saw you put your hands...
Please don't tell people what I just did. Most people are hearing this on the radio.
No, but... Okay, but... You just went, Ed. You put your hand on your...
Don't tell people what it looked like. Don't tell people what it looked like.
You can't tell people what it looked like.
What is it with you people anyway? I'm trying to paint these pews.
Then paint the pews, all right? Paint this place and keep your sewer shut.
You know, I know I have to be leveled. Why do I have to be...
You cunt!
I'm sorry, I said that about Gloria. I didn't mean to say that about her.
No one knew you said it about Gloria. You just admitted to it, so guess what?
Fucking cunt! Dirty whore!
That was about no one. There was no one...
Not your mother?
No, not my mother. No, of course not. This is what leveling does. Leveling creates in us an honesty. It creates in us an honesty and a needfulness. It creates in us the honesty, needfulness, and the love and stuff that one needs to pass on, move, and then sink into the mud, the muck, and the degradation that is Elcott, the next step. Now, Berkey, tell me what you understand Elcott to be in terms of the Agonics.
All right, but you've called me Berkey, Huebner. You want to settle on a name?
Do I want to do what?
You want to settle on a name. I'm
Ed. I'm Ed. How about Clank?
Clank?
All right,
I'll take Clank. That's fine. I just want to get out of here.
Well, excuse me,
it's all right. What we do in Elcott, the next step, and I think everyone understands this,
who comes in at the initiate as well as novitiate level, the stripping away of ego until we don't care anymore is the primary purpose of Elcott, the next step. There is nothing else. If we live in what other people call a degraded state, what we see ourselves living in is nirvana. We see ourselves living in utopia. We see ourselves...
In heaven.
In heaven, that's right, Ed. When you, on your way to overlord status, passing through underseer status, live without any pants, flip-flops, and a sweatshirt or a t-shirt, and you go in and out of stores every day, how many times a day are you arrested?
Probably about 3 or 4.
3 or 4, and you have been remanded to a psychiatric institute, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
You've gone through all of that, Ed, so you can make Overlord.
I have, because Overlord status is important.
All right, See, that's what people don't like about you. You go, hey, la, 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 la. Your guts run all over.
Let's take a phone call.
No, let's not.
No, let's take a phone call, but... Because Gloria's on the phone right now.
Oh, you gotta run to that bitch, don't you?
Huebner, I don't know what your problem is.
My name is... Was it Huebner now? I thought it was...
All right, Buster.
Buster, okay, I'll take that.
Buster, you are speaking with great disrespect about the woman that I live with.
Yeah, and...
Gloria, it is Ed Elcott.
Oh, Ed, I wish you wouldn't allow Buster to bust ball on, excuse my language.
See, that doesn't surprise me, Gloria.
Well, Buster, if I were there, you would run screaming into the streets. You know that, I know that, Eld knows that, and Ed knows that. And
who's Eld?
Don't keep asking questions. I'm an overlord. You ain't shit. You understand that? Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Gloria, all through the interview, he's been breaking my nuts.
I'll get to you in a minute, Ed. Do you understand that, Buster?
I said yes.
All right. Now, this Arbuckle that's there, what's its name?
Hey, you. Hey, you.
What?
What's your name?
My name?
No, the guy behind you. Yes, your name.
Dave Winston.
Dave Winston.
Dave Winston. Put him on the phone.
Come here. Somebody wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Hi, Dave. This is Laurie Grover. I'm an overlord. and you've been breaking someone's castanets tonight, and I want you to lay off. Stick your nose into your work, get it done, and if it's not done, I understand you've got a wife and a child. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
All right. If you don't get those pews painted by tonight, they'll never see you again. The next time your wife and kid hear about you, it will be simply a slide in a forensic lab with a little bit of your DNA on it. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Get your ass over there. Ed.
I'm here, Gloria.
All right. You and I live happily together in a filthy dirt tool shed. Why? Our egos are stripped out. You wander about the city streets all day long in flip-flops, a T-shirt, nothing else. Half the time, you've got a heart on. Is that good or bad?
It's good.
That's right. Many times, children laugh at you and throw dirt clods at you, and people will say, who's the strange man? What's wrong with that man, Mommy? How do you feel?
I feel good.
Great. Good answers. All right. What's your name again?
My name's Buster.
Buster. All right. I'm done.
Okay, you gonna hang that phone up?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, I've hung it up. And so there you have Gloria Grover in the glory of the Grover. Well, that was my joke. In fact, I've often said to Gloria, I'm glorified in your grove. And the reason why I say that, and I don't think I'll be leveled for this, will I, Jerry?
I don't know. I can't predict.
You can't predict?
No, I can't predict. You have to know, as Dr. Ed Elcott, what gives?
All right, well, I call her Gloria in her grove, because the grove...
What?
Are you sure I won't get leveled?
I don't know, you fucking retard! What?
What did...
You can't, don't do anything. He's not Elcottian.
You call me a name like that?
I don't know, Ed, okay?
When Gloria and her grove, the grove is her pubic hair.
Buck! Buck!
Buck! Ed, Ed. Hey, Ed, I'll do it.
Ed,
I'll do it. Ed, Ed, Ed.
Ah.
Wake up. We're about ready to end the show.
Oh, Christ, use some mouth spray, will you?
This is Dr. Ed Elcott.
Jesus.
This is Dr. Ed Elcott. This is Dr. Ed Elcott. I'm me. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. Not you. You, none of you. Me.
Big deal.
Jerry.
Yes, Dr. Elcott?
Fuck you. I'm going to have you leveled. No, you can't, because I've been leveled by maximum amount today's.
Elcott, the next step. A presentation of Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York. All hail Elcott. All hail Elcott.
For a transcription of today's show, write to Elcott, the next step. Care of Beavertown Electronics and Egonics. Beavertown, where Egonica meets Electronica for a new world of dance steps.
Elcott, the next step. Solely responsible for its content.
That's it, man.
What?
That's me.
Yeah, let me talk to Ed Elcott. Ed Elcott, hello.
Ed, Buster here. What was that about today?
What was it about today? It's about Gloria sticking her nose into my life. Because I want to be an overlord, now I got to be married to that.
Yeah, not to treat me like shit.
I didn't treat you like shit. You just are a dumbass, okay?
Fuck
you, man.
Now, can I say? Hi. This is Davey. I was painting the pews. Can I speak to Dr. Elcott?
Dr. Ed Elcott.
Hi, I was painting the pews today. You had a problem with me?
Yeah, what's your story, kid?
I mean, I just don't... You talk and sound weird.
I may talk and sound weird. You look weird. Anybody ever told you that? You got big ears. You got ears. That one ear you got is the size of your head. What's with the other ear?
Underdeveloped.
It's what?
Underdeveloped.
You got an underdeveloped right ear. Your left ear is as big as your head. You got one eyeball that goes off into the distance, another eyeball that looks directly at me.
Yeah?
You don't think that's disturbing?
Jim Saint, you hung up on me.
Hello, this is Dr. Ed Alcott. You've reached my machine. Please leave a message, and I'll get back to you when I can.
The mailbox is full. You'll have to try another time.
Fuck!
Elkhart, next step. Yeah, give me Ed Alcott.
Hello, this is Dr. Ed Alcott. I can't take your call right now, but please call back at another time, and I'll see what I can do. The mailbox is full.
Fuck you!